Well, I mean, they've been fun. Obviously, getting more opportunities, getting an opportunity to make plays and trying to make the best of it. But more so than the individual part of it, we've been winning and been doing a pretty good job of moving the ball and getting the ball in the end zone. And that's what it's all about.
Has your role been expanded?
Just pretty much how things have been working out. Probably a little bit more eyeballing from the head guy over there at 12, trying to give me the ball a little more. But, you know, when guys go down, you have to increase your play, and that's pretty much what we've been trying to do. Yeah. Yeah, it comes down to winning your one-on-one matchups, making plays, and making the best of your opportunities. When the ball's in the air, going to get it. And obviously, I've been trying to do that, and we all strive to do that each and every time we get an opportunity.
You may be one of the least physically imposing top receivers in the league. How are you so effective out there? What's the secret to your success?
I'm sweet. No, I'm just playing. No, you know, I carry a lot of swag, seriously. I don't say much about my individual ability, but I know what I'm capable of doing. And when I'm out there on the field, I don't feel like I can be covered by any defensive player. That's just the mindset you have to have when you're out there. It's not about talking about it. It's more so about being about it and letting your actions speak for you.
Do these last few weeks validate that opinion? I mean, you may have had that opinion, but when you're not getting the ball, does this help validate that?
I think it validates it to a certain extent, but from a standpoint, from where I'm coming from, I've not done, like I said, going into this year, I've not set out one season and written my goals that I have individually and reached those goals and obtained those goals. So this year I'm trying to obtain those goals, and hopefully I can sit down and say, hey, now I got to work even harder to reach some other goals. I don't really share individual goals. They're neither here nor there. If we're not winning, then it really doesn't matter. It feels a lot better when you're winning, though.
Can you talk just how Aaron is playing right now? Some of the throws he's making to you guys, it seems like he is really kind of the top.
Well, he is on fire right now. He makes us go. He definitely gives us an opportunity to be successful. Obviously, it starts with him. And the guys up front have been giving him time to deliver the ball. And with him being able to extend plays and move in and out of the pocket, and he can make any and every throw on the field. It definitely helps us out as a receiver to be able to go up and make plays and have confidence in our quarterback that he can give us the ball.
You guys have made so many big plays today. It's got to be fun when you break the huddle knowing you can go all the way.
Well, that's our mindset. We pride ourselves in getting the ball in the end zone, making big plays when we get the opportunity to. And, you know, it starts with 80 and trickles down to the youngest guy over here in Brett Swain. So that's just our mindset and our
you guys been encouraged by Starks' performance as far as getting a running game, or is it a little bit of a wait and see attitude still?
Oh, it's both, but definitely anytime you get a new face and a big physical guy and he's falling forward and he's getting those hard earned yards, it puts a smile on your face. It definitely does, especially when the weather's starting to turn. Obviously, it's going to be crucial to our success and detrimental to our success if we can establish a running game. It opens things up for the passing game and vice versa. So I'm looking forward to see what he does again this week.
When Aaron does the hard count, how hard is it for you guys not to clinch or move it off?
Well, it's not hard for us because we're pretty wide split out there. No, all we do is watch the ball, and if Scott Wells sees one of those interior linemen jump, he snaps that ball and we are gone. I mean, period. It's a free play. We know it's a free play, so it really doesn't matter what the outcome is, if it's negative. But if it's positive, it's huge, and it's a heartbreaker for the defense.
And your coach to just go long on that, is that correct?
Definitely. Can't give away all our secrets. Man.
Is it still special to go home?
Oh, it's always special to go home. Play against the Detroit Lions. Obviously, I grew up watching those guys and play in front of my family. My mom is pretty much from that area, so I got a lot of family up there, and looking forward to seeing some of those guys.
Do you like where you are as a team going into these last four games?
Well, we put ourselves in this position, so we have to like where we are. You know, we're still in a position to control our own destiny, and that's that's each and every week, and that's making sure we take care of our opportunity in front of us in Detroit. So obviously we are where we are because of what we put on tape and what we put on the field. And like I said, it's up to us to make the best of this situation.
You have to do from here on out. Where do you improve? What kinds of things do you have to do?
Well, number one, it starts on the practice field, making sure we're doing the things that we can do to prepare mentally for the game and physically for the game, and then transferring what we do on the practice field to the games.
You guys have, starting with Aaron, but you know, down to you guys by catching the ball and not fumbling. Do you feel like if you don't turn the ball over that you guys are pretty hard to beat?
Well, stats don't lie, you know, and we've had one turnover in the last five games or so. Obviously, if we don't give the opposing offense an opportunity to put our defense in bad situations, in bad field positions, then we enhance our opportunities and our chances on winning the ball game. The field advantage is huge in this game, and so is the takeaway advantage. So if we can do our part as far as not turning the ball over, putting our defense, like I said, in bad positions, then we can be successful. I'm sure they really can't do that too much when you go five wides because you got so many weapons. They can probably pick and choose who they want to try to take away, but we have a lot of weapons out there when we go big five, so it definitely helps us out.
You mentioned turnovers and numbers or drops. What was the key to fixing that problem?
The key to fixing the drop problem, catch the ball. Period. That was simple. Just it's a lack of focus. Obviously, you get too anxious to run before you catch the ball, and it's like I said, it's a lack of focus.